Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gordon Ramsay apparently is lucky to be alive after a really bad accident while riding his bike in Connecticut.
The weird thing, Mike, about that skin that he showed when he pulled up his shirt, it was raw.
It's raw! It's raw! Where's my Wellington?
Andy Dufresne now is running a fishing camp in the beautiful little town of Salademondo.
Is it true you won't find it on any map?
You can't find it on any map.
What's it called again?
Sopa de Fondo.
Everyone knows what procrastinate means, but what about this lesser known term? Do you ever precrastinate?
No, my father told me it would make me go blind.
It's the exact opposite for procrastinating.
That's pretty good.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Right before we came on, we were treated to a visit from Mrs. Spiewak, which was delightful. She still manages to make me laugh within 5 seconds. Excuse my voice.
You're sounding good, Mike.
I think we picked up a little something over the weekend.
2 days of rest will do that. It'll really bring you to top form.
Unbelievable. Last night, my wife and I both experiencing the stressful week. It was kind of a week that began technically with a massive car accident. And
oh my God, that's right.
Ended probably in the wee hours of the morning on Sunday with a child who was really dealing with a difficult situation. So I'll tell you all about it.
But at least you were able to get all the asbestos out of your house.
Yes. And for the neighbors, yeah, there might have been some people that complained about the tent around my home, but no, we didn't do that.
Your house looked like the house in E.T.
Yeah.
When they were fumigating.
Help me. Come home.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you here on Monday. We are super psyched to have you with us for another fabulous week. And it was almost a whirlwind of activity over the weekend because my son is in an academic program, was nominated to be in an academic program that began yesterday. And we had to take him over to the University of Miami. And it, when you think about going away to a school, whether it's a boarding school or whether it's college,
military,
or whatever, it's in many cases, it's the first time, you're really, really away. Because I don't count sleepovers or things like that. Sleepovers.
Would you count like a camp, like a week-long camp, as being far away?
I would think maybe.
It
right?
counted
Similar?
For me. Yeah, it did for me. So
did
I
you
mean,
go,
I did.
Did they send you to camp?
It was more of a clinic. But
oh, that's right. It was the camp for people with corrective shoes.
But actually, no. My kids did camps that were week long, and it's very weird.
Did you ever go to an away camp when you were a kid?
No, I worked on. I worked in the summertime, as you recall. I was put on the vegetable stand.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean,
I didn't go to camp. I went to a day camp one time.
You were a counselor at a camp.
A day camp counselor, where my town bussed a bunch of the kids from my town into the neighbor town. And I was the bus driver. That's how I got my bus driving license was when I was 18. I was the counselor in training director.
So CIT. I know CIT is a phrase, yeah.
CITs. I was the CIT director, and I also was the school bus driver.
Uh-huh.
And one summer, that was my summer job, and I would take the bus home, and I still think about that and wonder how I was able to do it, literally parked it in my childhood home driveway, which was not a big place.
Was it I'm not making a joke here. Was it a short bus or was it a full-length bus?
No, full bus, full-size bus.
And it's obviously manual transmission.
Yes.
How was it fun to drive?
Oh, loved it. I love being a driver. I love driving. I like. I actually like jobs that involve driving. It was fun. It was absolutely fun.
Were you on time? Because my STEM bus came 10 minutes early this morning and screwed up everyone.
Oh, so Josh has is dealing with, you know, when you have little ones, and Rob, you did. You no longer have the responsibility. Josh and I are dealing with the summer and activities. And essentially, the activities are designed to enhance the lives of our children. That's the bottom line.
Sure.
That's what we do it for. And the big one was, I guess maybe in the middle of the year last year, my son gets a science teacher recommendation for this program over at the University of Miami. And it's 4 nights where they go and learn about medicine, and they learn about engineering, and they learn about forensics. And they're going to have these
programs.
They taught
us about medicine at VCU, but it was more elective medicine.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
A lot of weed, Mike. Lots of weed.
Oh,
yes.
No, he's 10, Rob. 10.
10?
He's 10 years
10.
Old.
10?
So we are going in tandem because I went to buy a used car with my wife because she's the only one with decent credit. There. Have fun with that, people. Come out of the woodwork on that one. But anyway, we get
suddenly she becomes more valuable.
Yes, happy Father's Day. I was very, very happy about her. So we're going in tandem to drop my kid off.
Father's Day.
So you're combining three things, and I'll tell you what the third is. The dropping my son off at the program at the University of Miami, where he will be for 4 nights.
Right.
And getting the car situation straightened out, and that's pretty good with an insurance company that really delivered.
How would your aunt describe the transaction? Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Have you seen Mike's new car?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
How's the salad?
Pretty good.
How's the insurance?
Did I mention that Carla's car is in the shop?
You didn't. You did not. Mm-hmm. Well, we kind of knew it had an issue, but we didn't know it was still in the shop. Is it still in the shop?
Yeah, I'm reading about it right now.
There was standing water in the car.
Good morning, Mike.
Oh, okay, go.
The technician has been able to check the AC drain and the sunroof drains and are both good and not causing the water leak. There are no signs showing where this water is coming from. That's what I wanted to hear.
Well, after 4 days, of course. That's not pretty good.
Have you checked her cups for leaks? Maybe it's liquid IV all over the floor?
Hey, way to get the prize in. Way to go, Josh. Way to keep your eyes on the prize. That's our business manager right there. He is always thinking about the advertising dollar.
And it can happen. One time, Carrie borrowed my car, and Carrie's amazing. She can borrow my car for 35 minutes and change every setting in the car. Vents are in the wrong place. Radio stations are changed. My seat's wrong. But she returned it. She said, I had a little coffee spill, but I don't know if you're going to notice. And I have a little container where I keep quarters and dimes for tolls. And I reached in, and it was full of coffee and quarters. And she had just left like a little pool of coffee in my car. And so I have to wonder, you know, maybe that is the issue. Is it could it be a spill issue, Mike?
No.
Okay.
There's too much water.
Well, she does also. Didn't Carla reveal on the bonus show she enjoys driving through standing water?
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with it. Apparently.
It's not a good habit anyway. It is fun.
So
though.
Let me continue, Rob, because
yes,
you're going to like this.
Okay.
There are no signs showing where this water is coming from.
Okay.
Except for the carpets continuing to get wet. He's come to a point where he'll have to start removing pillar panels, seats, carpet, and the center console during the water test to verify where it's coming from.
That's big money. It is big money.
Yeah. Time for a new car.
Yeah, a new dry car.
Bad time for a new car. The way. Anyway.
What if you were to drill two small holes in the bottom of your car, just to let the water go out?
I am so frustrated, but that's okay.
It almost, Mike, if the water's collecting in the carpet, there's probably something structurally wrong under the car, I would think.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Really don't have much of a choice. They got to go ahead and do it. They're just giving me a
The good news is your car is perfectly hydrated. It will not suffer
Absolutely.
In the heat.
So we get over there, and it's the one thing my kid had, as well as being dropped off at his little school thing, was he wanted to go to a particular food establishment. I am not sure, but it sounds to me like in the 10-year-old community,
yeah,
this particular place has caught fire. This is a nationwide chain.
Is it called Cologne?
No.
What's it called?
It's called Raising Cane's. Have you ever heard of it?
Heard of it.
It's a chicken place, right?
It's a chicken tender place.
Yep.
And the pitchman for this is iced tea. And they got pictures of iced tea everywhere. And, of course, they're known also for their iced tea. In fact, one of their slogans, it's the official iced tea in... I love my life. Endorsed by iced tea.
Yeah, you're going to want to go and get that chicken.
And let me say, you know, when you're sitting enjoying your tenders with your 10-year-old and you see his picture, what a fine-looking man he is.
He really is. And an actor, don't forget. An actor, I think now, Mike, if I may make, here's my hot take, if I may offer
Eat your chicken tenders.
Mike, here's my hot take.
There you chicken.
Tea.
I've never done an iced tea impression until just this very moment. You know, hey, your car's going to cost a fortune. Your car's going to cost a fortune. Doesn't he say everything like that?
Yeah, that's
the way it is. Yeah.
Especially when he's doing his acting turn on Law & Order.
Try my chicken tenders and iced tea.
And your iced tea. Mike, my hot take on iced tea. Now, once he was a hip-hop performer, but now... Iced tea and actor first.
Actor first. Yeah, go tell them not to screw you, even though they're screwing you.
I would rather go to a chicken place that was endorsed by Richard Belzer. Or
he's dead.
He is, but that doesn't mean his name can't. The Colonel's dead.
The Colonel's dead, too.
Yeah. Okay, so what we'll do, Mike, is we're going to go to a chicken place.
I have to give you a review of the restaurant first.
Yeah, okay. Well, how was it?
It was okay. They were the, as far as chicken tenders are concerned.
Yes.
As far as store-bought chicken tenders. I remember chicken tenders from my bar days.
Yeah.
Where
were they a profit item?
I don't remember that. I know that I know what the profit leader was. The profit leader was the, what was it?
Spinach artichoke dip.
The dip. Anything with a cream cheese base.
Yep. You put your hand up on your hip.
Was a winner.
Yeah. Ever since you told me that, Mike, I never order it. I'm not going to play into their games. Okay. I never get a dish of Mariska Hargitay spinach artichoke dip.
We got Monday robbed today, Josh, don't we? We really.
Well, Mike, you always think I'm wound up. You always say I'm wound up. It's just
my finger slipped. Sorry about
Shut
that.
Shut up! I hate that tape.
The tenders, as tenders go, I have to say, phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. But that's just in the realm of chicken tenders.
Right.
I will also tell you that in the realm of food, the chicken tender is nothing to. It's a nothing, empty calorie.
You say
flavorless
this.
Thing. Were they tender? Yes, they were pulverized tender, almost mush tender.
What about juicy?
That's how tender they were.
Juicy, because it's
they
often
were
juicy. They're dry.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a place here in Leesburg where the chicken tenders is my go-to because they are so well prepared. They're almost like a very light batter, almost like a tempura batter.
That's what
batter.
These had like almost a tempura. Yeah.
Okay, and they're served with an excellent sauce. If they're good, they can be great.
I can't give these a great because they were as good as they can be, but it's still a chicken tender.
Yeah, and it's a kid's food,
And I had them at the ball game, and they were, chicken tenders were horrible at the ball game.
Dry.
Probably dry.
At Camden Yards?
Yes.
Yeah, there's probably some of the worst chicken. And by the way, do they still sell crab cakes?
I had two of my meals were crab cake sandwiches at
And
at
they're
Yards.
Better now, right? At Camden. I mean, they yes, were better at Memorial Stadium. They were hockey pucks.
Yeah, no. Now it's ran by Jimmy's Famous Seafood has a booth in there.
And Jimmy's Famous Seafood. And so they're real crab cakes, right?
It was real crab cakes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how much does a crab cake at Camden Yards in the middle of the old ball yard, how much does that set you back now? Because I bet it's pricey.
It is $28.
There it is.
Oh, for a sandwich. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now,
too
I've got a discount there as a season ticket holder, so it got me down to $19.
Oh, well, that's a good deal.
Change back on a 20.
Sounded like a good deal to me.
That is a good deal, especially for a real Sammy, you know. If you're,
right, but you haven't shared with us how the iced tea is.
That's true.
I did not have the iced tea.
Mike!
Raising Cane's.
Now, I think
have my iced tea right now.
I think one of the things they pride themselves on at Raising Cane's are their dipping sauces. Is there a special
sauce? There is a dipping sauce.
That's what I mean. Okay. So how is it? I mean, is it notable? Did you use it?
I used it.
And is it called Raising Cane's sauce?
I don't know. Does
it have a name?
I don't know.
Is it Christopher Maloney sauce?
No. It was okay. I'm telling you, the chicken tender was one of the best I've ever had. But a chicken tender has a limit to what it really can be.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know, what about
really
sides?
You really want a chicken dish, it's skin on, bone in,
you're
frankly.
Right. Perfect.
That's the only way you're going to get that real delicious chicken flavor.
Thighs with fried skin, excellent. But
I have a new recipe, a French recipe that is a classic that I will be making an effort on in the next week or so. I am going to try it. It looks
what is
very,
it?
Very coq au vin.
Now, Josh, I don't know if you speak French, but that means chicken of wine.
Chicken and wine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'll be trying that.
What
so
about
we went there?
Side dishes at Raising Cane's? What do they offer? Fries. No mac and cheese. Nothing.
No coleslaw.
I do like a good coleslaw.
We ordered a platter. The three tender platter. We all had
one
the
for
three
each of you.
Tender. What's that?
One tender for each of you?
No.
Nine tenders total.
We each had a three tender meal.
I thought you ordered one platter for the family.
No, we weren't that. We were.
Carla was divvying up the French fries.
Yes, I am very very happy that we were able to deal with this and get him there because he was happy. And
there's another chicken place, Mike. Have you heard of Zaxby's? Have you ever been to Zaxby's?
We have them all over the place.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Okay.
I've never been. Never had them.
No, they're very good. Good fries.
Good fries?
And salads.
Okay. All right. So we went to his place, and then it was time to drop him off. And
how are you feeling at this point? About dropping him off. It's sad, right?
Yes, I'll get to that in a second. Okay. I will get to that in a second. He is much happier than we are because he is excited and he is not nervous. And we find out that the whole thing will play out in a minute here.
Okay.
But we drop him off, and by the time we get to the destination that was emailed to us, we see maybe two or three other parents and kids out in front of this building with the door locked. And as we approach this door, this lady is on the phone. God bless her. She had already contacted. They gave the wrong location. And, you know, that to me is cause for minor concern.
The thing is, though, is people that are into STEM, they're really not into mathematical details. So that's
understandable.
I really felt
that. Rob, I felt like, here we go.
Yeah.
The academics. The genii that can do everything, can split an atom, but don't rely on getting the proper address correct for the hundreds of parents that are coming into
the
town.
The four elusive digits is what you need. You need
it
them.
It was stunning. I will tell you that we thank God for her because she's proactive. You know, one of these, not a tiger mom, but somebody that was just really had her act together.
Okay.
Right? And she was really, really cool about it. And we got the right information. And then when we got to
celebrity
the right place,
she most resembled?
Octavia Spencer.
Oh, okay. Pretty.
And she so we get into the car and we go back over to the other place, which is 0.4 miles away. So we're right
there. Okay, close. Okay.
And at that point, we see everybody in blue shirts and they are all over the place with signs, and you can't walk 10 yards without somebody telling you the information you need to know. And we breathed a sigh of relief. Because
are the blue shirts, are they students? Do they look like students?
They are students. They primarily students, but I think maybe some educators as well.
Okay.
Because there were, and they're all super nice. I got like 10 happy Father's Days from these people.
Nice.
And they were really, really nice. And we park, we get the little man out. And at this point, he has already been in contact with his friend who has already checked in, which is a nice, advantageous situation. And we take him up to his dorm room. It's a real dorm room. And we are excited for him. It reminded me of some of the Spartan dorm rooms that I had enjoyed when I was a student. And that's spelled S-T-U-D-I-N-T, student.
If you want the perfect pronunciation of the word at the end of the movie Blazing Saddles, Harvey Korman tries to get a discounted ticket, and he says, student.
I have a student ID.
It's my favorite line in the movie.
we were really, it's cool. It's very well organized.
Now, he wasn't rooming with his friend, was he?
He wasn't, and that was a little cause for concern because we kind of thought that's what was going to happen.
Right.
But we'll get to that. So we check him in. His roommate has already checked in and is not in the room. And then he finds out that his buddy is down in the activity center. And so we get him, we get his snacks out. I make his bed up.
Would be impossible before the age of cell phones. The amount of communication he has with friends and buddies.
He knows
and stuff.
What's going on. We know what the plan is. And it's literally a dress rehearsal for dropping him off at college.
It's wild. Sounds like it. And when's he graduate?
He 8 years from now.
Yeah.
So
student.
Look, I am not, it's not lost on me that this is pretty good stuff that he's participating in right here. And it's rarefied air, and that's why they kind of have to nominate certain students to do this, because they have to be, you know, it's a character assessment for these students, because they want a kid that's going to be able to handle it. That might come into play a little later.
Oh.
So we take him to the activity center down at the U, and as we walk across, we get to the door, and we see no parent zone. And apparently this is after they check in and they get into their rooms. This is where you're going to have the big kiss. Goodbye. See you later.
It's actually pretty smart.
So he's fine at this point still. He's fine. And then we get the big hug and they literally close the door. And we're looking at it in shadow because it's one of those kind of tinted windows.
Yeah.
And I look across and I said, just come to the door. Let us know if your buddy Luke is there. And if Luke is there, just let us know and everything will be fine. And I look through and I see the outlines of the bodies. And you see a kid in the back corner of the room going like this. And it's his buddy. And
oh, that's
all
great.
Is right with the world. And he comes over and gives me the thumb up. And we're gone.
Now, when you look into the room that's the no parent zone, do they require them to take their shirts off when they go in there or anything like that?
Stop it. You know, God damn it. Don't do that. I'm this is a beautiful experience that
we're
talking about here.
It is.
And everything is cool. We make a very long drive, about a 2-hour drive back across the alley, back over to our side of the state. And everything was fine until nighttime. And then, that's when the calls began. And it was tough for him. It was very tough. He's never been in this type of situation. It's not the same as a sleepover. And we were nurturing, and it finally was resolved, and but we probably had no less than 10, 11 calls.
That's
and it was tough. It was difficult.
It's really
you know,
tough.
You've had kids go away,
yeah,
right? You know
yeah.
the drill. You ever had the experience, Josh, where they're getting a little nervous? You know,
I work at a middle school camp every summer,
and you have the kids that have a tough time.
So I see that all the time.
Yeah.
What's the counselor to student ratio there?
Like, it is one counselor to 800
right.
students. No, I don't.
No, like I mean. At
he
night,
addresses
trying,
them from a balcony
when they're
every
to
morning.
To sleep at night. Are there counselors there to help them? Because it's a bunch of 10-year-olds. They're all going to have issues going to sleep.
I think that there are people out there that help them. I know that you couldn't walk 10 yards without a counselor. So
good.
That's kind of the way it was.
I recall Julia did something called Brass Camp. She still does it. She volunteers there, as a matter of fact. Robert did something called Camp Fantastic. And I recall
that's a theater camp, isn't it?
Mike, he's more fabulous than ever.
Welcome to Camp Fantastic.
This year, they're doing their salute to the Tonys, which is a beautiful thing.
Let's go on with the show at Camp Fantastic.
But they prohibit them from calling home because they've always determined that it makes it worse.
That's horrible. That's
no,
BS.
I don't think so. I mean,
I
not if it's
know.
A if it's a camp-wide thing. I don't think it's
yeah.
so bad.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I mean, I thought it was a process that we went through, and I almost got to the tough love part, but not quite.
Good.
And I
that's
told
not
him
the time for
firmly,
it.
Firmly, but with a great deal of love that, you know, he's got to try to get himself to sleep, and he did. The only part that was a little difficult is when he called us and said he threw up.
Because of why?
Because he woke himself up, like anxiety?
I think that throw up sometimes is, you know, may have been a throw up, may not have been a throw up. That the throw up might have been come get me throw up. You know what I mean?
Was it a contest? Do you think?
There was only, what do you mean?
Like a vomit right. contest
right.
among
the
10-year-olds?
Gallon of milk?
No. He was anxiety laden.
Yeah.
Because it was his first time in this. He was scared. And it was lights out at 9:30. And that's when some of the calls began. And then right around midnight, he was the last call. And then the next call was 6 o'clock this morning. So we got 6 hours, about 6 hours of sleep probably. And
good.
He's off. And I think, Josh, you can probably speak to this. Tonight will be a little easier, I would
yes.
assume.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
So, was the 6 a.m. call up early still like anxiety and scared? Or
no. No, 6 a.m. 6 a.m. call was ready for the day, looking forward to it, super excited. Don't call me, I'll call you. That's what he was saying.
Tonight will be fine.
Yeah.
So that's it. And now it's off to, you know, and I said, what is the thing you're looking forward to learning about? And he said, medicine, which is exciting too.
Well, with you as his father, I think that's wise.
Because why? I come from a medical family or because I'm close to death?
Because you're older. That's why.
You know, this is the week of my 65th birthday, Rob Spiewak.
I know. Yeah.
Would you consider that birthday a milestone birthday?
I would.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you get Medicare.
It's the classic definition of when one becomes a senior citizen.
Yeah, this is true. Josh, are you wearing a Maryland shirt? Is that
so cool.
Horrible Maryland flag shirt
it is.
You're wearing?
It is.
Expand the picture here.
It is. It's a horrible Maryland flag shirt here.
He has that pride in his state, Mike. There's nothing wrong with that.
This is a Maryland guy right here. Look, there he is. That's awesome.
I love
awesome.
It. Can you stand for us? There we go. Here it is. That's gorgeous. Cool. Yeah.
It's a like outdoor athletic shirt, and I was running to the school bus this morning, so I.
Josh, are you
in.
Taking a lot of heat over your hairstyle? I noticed a lot of that online that people are giving you a hard time.
I don't know. Maybe by the listener, I get compliments about my hairstyle out in public all the time.
You have hair.
That's
right. Look at us.
So jealous.
And you can't even tell it's gray on the
gone.
Video.
Thin and Gone. That ought to be the new new title of the show. Thin and Gone, everybody.
But you have to be 65 before we can use that.
So I will tell you the only other thing I wanted to mention about this is that coming from D.C. and coming from any major metropolitan area, you know that traffic is traffic. I talk about
sure.
it down here. Let me tell you something. Where I live in my part of the country, yeah, we have traffic. I just got in a major wreck on a major interstate. But... Mm.
Live to tell about
nothing,
it.
There is nothing to be compared to Miami. And Josh, that's why today when you're in that area, I got to tell you, man, oh, man, beware, because it is nuts.
I've been in it. When I visited my dad, I couldn't believe just
insane
gridlock in little neighborhoods.
This is not the gridlock as much as the, you know, you'll be driving along and there'll be a white van going 13 miles an hour with everybody else going 85.
Yeah.
And they'll come. It's just, you got to be, and I'm, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say that I was a little skittish.
Yeah.
After what I've been through. So it was a little freaky. But the moment of moments, I am on the phone with Carla, because as I mentioned before, we're going in tandem.
Right.
And I'm on the phone with her, and I forgot what I was talking about, but it was some non-traffic related conversation we were having. And I said, yeah, so listen, what I'm going to do is when we get home, I'll call, yeah. And out of absolute, I have seen crotch rockets in many different forms, in many different byways and highways. This is the all-time leader in speed. And then not 2 seconds after the crotch rocket goes by, and I'm not kidding you, well over 110 miles per hour. Oof. And as the crotch rocket goes by, a Florida highway patrol guy goes by.
In pursuit?
And I think, let me see if I can show you by a show of hands
right.
the gesture that I gave him when he followed right after the 130-mile-an-hour crotch rocket. I looked, he's going by, and I go like this. Because I'm saying, go get him. And it looked like he got into a left lane, and then he sped up. But maybe his heart wasn't in it. But I guess he just said, he knew this guy was in front of him. He saw the guy up in front of us.
Do Florida police cars go 110 miles an hour?
Oh, the FHP? Oh, you bet your ass
okay.
they do.
All right, just checking.
But if there's a bunch of traffic, they will stay back to not cause another accident.
I guess you're right.
Do they ever radio ahead so that there's someone waiting for the guy?
I'm sure.
Now, Mike, I have a question, and maybe I'm a dim bulb here.
Yeah.
But why did you go in tandem? Why did you need two cars for this trip?
We had to pick up the car, the other car.
Oh, okay. So you went in one car and came back.
The threefold trip was drop the kid off, pick up the car, and go to Raising Cane's. So
okay.
we had to have
all right,
two cars.
Now I understand. Okay.
And by the way, the car that she has is a rental from my wreck, but her car is, as we mentioned before, in the shop now for the $1 million repair. It's not exactly, which she's going to have to submit to the insurance company, I suppose. But
yeah.
they're probably going to say, F it. But I have no idea.
That'd be part of the program, but then you're definitely going to get canceled if you file for that.
Yeah,
they'll be part goodbye. Of your comprehensive, and then they'll say goodbye.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially based on your they still holding you up after the wreck?
No. Everything's fixed. Everything's done.
They're still insuring you after the wreck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because remember,
enjoy
it wasn't his fault. Well, it wasn't his fault. So
that's the
other
big deal.
Insurance paid out.
It's not my fault.
Okay. Well,
she might be gone. The lady that
yeah,
I hit
could be, know. And Carla might be gone with the SS Carla sailing up and down the streets.
Yeah, well, I might mention that to her. Carla's in the process of we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it. You know.
Do you have a wet dry vac?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
That's how you get the car dry right before you trade it in.
Man, oh man, I'm Stranger Things when it comes to that car. So you know, that's the upside down we're in right there, Rob.
Look for Barb. Look for Barb if you're in the upside down.
I will lose my train of thought with the show if I continue to think about that.
We mustn't discuss it.
When do you go back to Miami? When do you pick them up?
Friday.
Traffic will be light. It'll be an easy trip.
Right. Yeah.
Friday going into Miami.
No one goes to Miami for the weekend.
No, not this time of year.
But really, come to Miami. Go as fast as you want. That's what I wanted to say.
Really? That's on the sign, isn't it? Welcome to Miami.
Go as fast as you want. And signals not required, lane changes encouraged. Fast lane changes. from the right lane to, you know, two lanes over to the left.
What if it's an unexpected lane change, one that's not necessary?
Then you get an extra gold star. That's the way it is. So it's fun for the whole family. We are going to take a break. When we come back, I've got the round of table.
Excellent.
And later on, I want to talk to Rob Spiewak about the dark side of Father's Day.
Fun.
It was Father's Day. For all the dads out there, happy. Hope you had a good Father's Day. Yeah, mine was fun until today when I woke up and found out they had to tear my car apart. Yeah, life goes on, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Promo here, Mike.
It's all about dear old dad, fun with AI, and ice cream cakes on the latest bonus show.
And don't think you have me figured out because I am complicated.
You are a grifter.
Only be around people and be friends with people that make you feel good about yourself.
I couldn't believe it. It was a fire.
Nobody knows I've been drinking.
He's a funny boy, isn't he? He's wound up.
Get wound up with a bonus show subscription
that you can eat.
Lock in your rates now before the new pricing structure starts next week. Week at MikeOmarisShow.com.
You'll love them. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Tom Carvel. Attention, sports fans. Do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, a brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light them up!
Just a little touch here.
Hats. Hats. By popular demand, we now have an extremely limited run of the brand new TMOS Summer Cap, the ultimate accessory for fans who want to show their support while staying cool. It's available in vibrant red, crisp white, classic light blue, or sleek black. Ensuring there's a perfect match for everyone. Enjoy its lightweight, breathable, and moisture-wicking design that keeps you comfortable no matter how hot it gets. Also, it's your last chance for the official TMOS Don't Get Happy Society playing cards. I hold those right now. So does he. Anyway, after this week, they're gone. Don't miss out. Perhaps buy both. So hurry up and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto, Rob.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
We start today, ladies and gentlemen, with Gordon Ramsay. Everybody loves Gordon Ramsay.
He's
good. He's made 1,000 television shows. Gordon Ramsay apparently is lucky to be alive after a really bad accident while riding his bike in Connecticut. He says he owes it all to wearing a helmet, and he made a little video about that where you get to see some of his injuries. Pretty intense stuff. Let's play that video of Gordon Ramsay.
I'd like to share a very important message with you all. You know how much I love cycling and triathlons and Ironman, etc. This week, unfortunately, I had a really bad accident, and it really shook me. And honestly, I'm lucky to be here. Now, from those incredible trauma surgeons, doctors, nurses in the hospital that looked after me this week, they were amazing. But honestly, you've got to wear a helmet. I don't care how short the journey is. I don't care, you know, the fact that these helmets cost money, but they're crucial. Even with the kids, a short journey, they've got to wear a helmet. Now, I'm lucky to be standing here. I'm in pain. It's been a brutal week, and I'm sort of getting through it.
Good Lord.
I cannot tell you the importance of wearing a helmet. This weekend is massive. It's Father's Day for new fathers, old fathers, middle-aged fathers. I want to wish you all a very...
Wow. That's
that bruise was the entire side of his body.
That's his helmet.
Here's his helmet.
And that looks like it got pretty scraped up.
God.
That is... That's broken rib territory.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Man, oh man, oh man. There's no detail out there that I was looking for that I could find about exactly what the circumstances were, but I think it's probably a high-speed tumble that was involved in that. Because wouldn't you imagine Gordon Ramsay is out there balls to the wall when he's riding?
Of course. Well,
and you can see in this picture, he's got a full like racing outfit on.
Right.
Yeah.
And a sleek bike. He's not mountain biking in that.
No. And great nipples.
The weird thing, Mike, about that skin that he showed when he pulled up his shirt, it was raw.
It's raw! It's raw! Where's my Wellington? Where is my Wellington?
Now, didn't...
You ran me at the bike path, you a-hole!
Now, speaking of reality stars and dodging death like that, didn't Simon Cowell have a biking accident a few years ago, too?
All British television personalities have to have bike accidents.
That's the rule, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't understand. Gordon Ramsay ran me off the road. It's just not... I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it at all. Morgan Freeman has never been quiet about his distaste for Black History Month. He's at it again in a new interview with Variety. He says, quote,
I detest it. The mere idea of it. You're going to give me the shortest month in a year, and you're going to celebrate my history? The whole idea makes my teeth itch.
Gross.
It's not right. He adds, quote,
yes.
My history is American history. It's the one thing in this world I'm interested in, beyond making money, having a good time, and getting enough sleep. He is a real curmudgeon.
He
and
really
in a
is.
Great way, too. In a great way, you know.
Why now?
Why now talking about what? Black History Month?
Yeah.
I think he's talked about it in the past.
He's done it. He doesn't like it.
But Black History Month is in February.
This is true.
We're in June.
You know, it might have been more appropriate if he did that on Valentine's Day.
Maybe he can barely read a calendar.
That's when he plays the principal. That means they can hardly read.
Now, I have a question. I wonder if Morgan Freeman has heard about Gordon Ramsay's injury.
I have. Gordon Ramsay, I like that man. Nobody found his way better through a kitchen than that British soccer-playing wonderful man. I liked Gordon from the minute I saw him. One day, Gordon took his yellow bicycle shirt and rode it out on a bike path. Unfortunately, going 40 miles an hour, he tumbled down a hill, broke his ribs, but fortunately survived. Due to the fact that he was wearing a helmet.
Didn't he have to crawl out of like a swampy area?
He ran his bike into a ditch. And he had to crawl through 300 yards of filth that would make any man vomit. Ah, yes, Gordon Ramsay.
Now he's going to come down to Cava de Boto.
Don't remember the town they go into.
Pasa de Mondo. I can't pronounce the name.
You can barely read. I'm out.
I can barely read. Yeah, there's an island down there. There's a beach place down in Mexico called Tapa de Blaplo. I'd like to go to. Why don't you just ask me where I'm going to visit my friend Andy Dufresne?
Yeah, I was wondering if you wanted to catch up with Andy Dufresne, where you could go catch up with him.
Well, Andy Dufresne now is running a fishing camp in the beautiful little town of Sala de Mondo.
Is it true you won't find it on any map?
You can't find it on any map.
What's it called again?
Oh, it's a beautiful town right on the beach. Got lovely villages, lovely people.
Yes.
The town is known as Sapa de Fondo.
It seems to change every time.
I'll study. Maybe I'll study the movie a little closer.
Yeah, it might be on the internet, too.
Yeah, there's a rock unlike any other rock. Lift it up and find a little Titanic lunchbox with money in it. I'm just paraphrasing the Shawshank Redemption. I'm an idiot. Pope Francis, this is weird. Pope Francis hosted more than 100 comedians.
I know.
From around the world at the Vatican on Friday. And the one that was the most obnoxious, of course, was Jimmy Jump Up and Down Fallon. You know, it was Mr. Boyish Excitement, like he always is. The U.S. contingent included Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, Whoopi Goldberg, Chris Rock, big names here, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Conan O'Brien, Jim Gaffigan, and Tig Notaro, and he told them that mocking the Supreme Being is not a sin.
Wow. He's a funny pope.
That means, like I've always hoped, George Carlin is up in heaven. If you do it right, he says, quote, it's okay to laugh at God, just as we play and a joke with those who we love.
Was he wearing his Uncle June glasses when he met with the comedians?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Hey, what's he doing over here? But he added that it's not okay to make fun of religious believers. He also told them, quote, I remember this. Now, by the way, I know he's from Argentina.
Right.
But every Pope impression that I do when I don't have a really good Pope impression is an Italian guy.
You have to revert to that. Yeah.
So he told them, quote, remember this. When you manage to bring intelligent smiles to the lips of even a single spectator, you also make a goddess smile. A big, fat smile. All right?
You know, Mike, you and I are both essentially fallen Catholics, and there are definitely issues with the church, but none so serious as the fact that the Pope said that Jim Gaffigan was his favorite.
You can go to a Jim Gaffigan show. You can bring your grandmother. You can bring your grandfather. You bring a small children. It's as clean as a freshly wiped down lunch counter. It's a fantastical. You go there. Not a dirty word, not a dirty concept in the whole thing. You know?
I love when I think of the Pope, I always think of our frequent calls to the Vatican and the very weary guy who would answer the phone.
Pronto.
Pronto.
Pronto. So I have gathered all the clean comedians from around the world, please. Oh, Andrew Dice Clay.
I'm over here now.
Hickory Dickory Dock. This chick was so nice.
Yeah, I guess you have to refer to him as your eminence.
Hey, thank you. Look, it's a Chris Rock. I know the tall salad man.
God, we are the same brain.
With the syrup and the jelly.
That's right.
Fantastical.
Look at Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Ask her about whether or not people are sponge-worthy.
Sponge-worthy. There we go. By the way, I don't know why it's been popping up on my feed, but I'm laughing out loud all over again. The Julia Louis-Dreyfus dance on Seinfeld, which just makes me laugh so much. With a thumbs up. Yeah. Absolutely spectacular. So
you
anyway,
know, I will always associate that episode aired a couple weeks before my wedding.
Oh, really?
Do you remember
so
Tammy? Yeah, Tammy Sachs, the greatest
promotion
director ever.
Director. Great lady.
At my wedding, did the Elaine dance at my wedding.
I didn't know that.
It was great. I have a picture somewhere, yeah.
That's cool. A thrill ride in Portland, Oregon got a little too thrilling on Friday and left over two
dozen people hanging upside down.
I have video of this. I have video of this and a comment, Mike. This is important.
Close to 30 minutes. It happened at Oaks Park. That's the oldest amusement park in Oregon. It's been in business since 1905, but the ride itself is new. It opened in 2021. It's called the Atmos Fear. Mm-hmm. It's a pendulum ride that swings 360 degrees while the circle everyone sits in is also spinning. You got video of that
now?
We were riding a ride.
It's locked upside down.
To be upside down like this. It's been like that for like already 2 to 3 minutes.
Everyone
I feel bad for them because all the power is shut off on it too right now.
The weird thing about that, Mike, is they have an identical ride at King's Dominion called Delirium, same company. And the Delirium has been shut down this season, and King's Dominion says it's because they can't get parts, which is a weird thing for an amusement park ride, isn't it?
That is very
weird. I mean,
weird.
I would believe that if it was like an LG washing machine, but this is...
Yeah.
But Delirium has not opened this season, mm-hmm. and I have to wonder, maybe it's just a flaw in the design, because it's a wacky ride.
Yeah.
You're in this wheel that spins sort of slowly while it's swinging. My kids have been on it a dozen times.
28 people upside down. Witnesses said they stayed calm for the first few minutes. Then they started to panic.
I would.
Most were apparently high school age. Officials decided to close the park, announced it over the loudspeaker. Then while people were filtering out, workers were able to manually lower the ride, which apparently happened quite suddenly. Oh, my God.
Well, it's going to happen with the force of gravity. You're going to fall that distance, even though you're strapped in.
The ordeal lasted about 25 minutes. One person was taken to a hospital as a precaution. No one seriously hurt. Last we heard, they were still looking into what exactly went wrong.
They need parts.
Parts for this sucker.
Have you ever been stuck on a ride?
No, but I did go on the roundup with Dan Reardon.
Yeah.
And then on the way back home, I have a bad time on theme park rides. I threw up in the back. I threw up my raspberry snow cone in the back of Mr. Reardon's car.
I
had a nice, you know, one of those nice big ass sedans that they had in the 70s.
Well, I don't think enzymes and raspberry syrup will stain. That should be fine.
Nasty. It was so nasty.
I took Jabril. Remember my son's friend Jabril when he was very little.
Little Jabril.
He didn't like fast rides, but we talked him into going onto the log flume, and I said, it's really not bad. There's one drop at the end. It's all water. You're going to love it. I don't know, Mr. Rob. I said, come on. I promise you're going to have a good time, and our log got caught, and we had to walk down that 18-inch wide staircase that's by the big drop, and he was horrified. He never trusted me again.
I am hinky when it comes to theme park rides.
I really love them.
I know you do. But you could die. That's just how it goes. Hey, something's got to kill you, right? That's the way it goes.
Might as well be smiling.
That's
Everyone knows.
To the pop-up parks.
What's that, Josh?
That's why I avoid the ones, you know, the pop-up amusement parks that just show up in the mall parking lot.
Yeah. Mike, remember?
I feel like I'll die on those.
Remember in Manassas, the Garcia brothers.
The Garcia brothers carnival. I have to say this. I saw a long time ago, I have no idea where I read this, that they are more, they scrutinize the pop-up ones, the carnival rides, more than the regular amusement parks.
It's true.
But when you see that,
it would make more
sense. You see that chain swing that they go on, right?
Yeah.
Just to change. I beg to differ. It doesn't look like it.
Gardens, Mike, it's called Der Wirbelwind.
The man, Josh, can you tell the man this is his wheelhouse now? He loves theme park rides.
Yeah, I saw the King's Dominion sign this week. Thought of Rob.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's
beautiful sign. Gorgeous.
Everyone knows what procrastinate means. It's the reason you're all caught up on NCIS right now. But what about this lesser known term? Do you ever precrastinate?
No, my father told me it would make me go blind.
It's the exact opposite. For procrastinating. That's pretty good. Sounds like it would be a good thing, but maybe not. Precrastinating.
Sometimes twice.
But it's funny. Precrastinating is when you do things as early as possible to get them out of the way so you won't have to stress.
That seems like a great idea.
Experts say overdoing that can be stressful in its own way. For example, you might stress yourself out trying to get something done when you don't really have time, or you could lose sleep to give yourself more free time later, but then you end up filling that free time with even more work. So it's a, like it kind of just is a snowball effect with procrastination.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you can't knock things off your to-do list to get them out of the way. Just don't overdo it. Think of pre- and procrastinating as the extremes. The healthiest place to be is somewhere in the middle. Intelligence for your ass. I'm John Tesh.
So, John, I guess what you want to do is just crastinate. Right.
So it seems to me that if you're a real overachiever, procrastination might be what you do. Of course, don't do it with Morgan Freeman during Black History Month. Finally today, a middle-aged rich guy in England is suing Apple after his wife found a bunch of text messages that he sent to hookers. They're divorced now. He says he turned to prostitutes in the last few years of their marriage and would text them using the iPhone texting app iMessage.
Hi,
hooker.
Careful,
but my hooker. He was careful to always delete the messages so his wife didn't see them. Unfortunately for him, he only deleted them for his phone, and she eventually found them on the iMac desktop computer that they shared.
Idiot.
I guess he didn't realize. She filed for divorce less than a month later, took him for all he's worth. Now he is suing to recover that money. He thinks that Apple should have to cover what he lost in the divorce as well as his legal bills, totaling, more than $6.3 million, Mr. Powers.
That's too much.
He claims that he and his wife were very happily married for over 20 years. He was going to hookers.
Yeah.
Come on. He called it a superb marriage. This guy's deluded. He ain't going to get that money. He said if she'd found out that he was cheating some other way, they might have worked through it. But seeing the text was just too brutal a way of
finding out.
Yeah. So she couldn't forgive him. His lawyers are even looking into making a class action lawsuit if other men come forward and say the same thing happened to them. Yeah, guys. Let's get right on that if you haven't been discovered, you incredible moron. Good luck getting that $6.3 million, please.
All I sent was a message that said, new hooker, who dis?
Yeah. Oh, you never went to hookers because you were too busy procrastinating, which was the funniest line in the entire news today. We have to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, here he is.
Here it is.
My magic mind. In a world filled with distractions, finding focus, you got to give it a little shake like this. It can feel like an impossible task, ladies and gentlemen. Introducing Magic Mind. This is the mental performance shot. It's a shot, like a drink shot, that's revolutionizing productivity. With mushroom nootropics, adaptogens, and essential vitamins, Magic Mind helps you stay focused, clear, and productive. All while reducing stress. What sets Magic Mind apart? It's backed by over 200 scientific studies and was developed over 10 years. Magic Mind is crafted with precision and care with organic ingredients, time-release caffeine, and stress-reducing herbs. It's the key to unlocking your full potential.
I take it every day. I love it. I love the flavor. It's part of my morning ritual. It's
got a grapefruity ginger taste.
Yeah, it's really cool. I keep it in my fridge down here in the basement, and right before the show, I grab one, shoot it, and it's off to the races. I love
it. It's great. Unlock your full potential with Magic Mind, people. We love it. We don't drink it just because, you know, we do it because we like it, all right? They're not making us do this, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, there's a limited time offer. Grapefruity, that gets you up to 48% off your first subscription or 20% off one-time purchases with code TMOS at checkout. Claim it at magicmind.com/TMOS. And I know Rob and I are both lost weight, but I have to say the reason we drink it all the time is because we like the flavor.
That's true.
A fat guy endorsement. All right, because it tastes good. Because Rob and I won't put anything in our bodies that doesn't taste good because we're fat pigs.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line.
I started Magic Mind, I was buttering it. But you don't have to.
Thank you. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
The dark side of Father's Day. It's been jumping out at me ever since you said it during the pre-show meeting. We were so busy that Father's Day wasn't even a factor. But, you know, apparently there's a card somewhere that Michael's going to give me when he gets home. But Father's Day was not a thing. We were too busy and running around doing crazy things. And then you say the dark side of Father's Day. Yeah, I have no idea what that
is. I've got three people that I would think would recognize me for Father's Day. My wife, my oldest, my daughter, and my
got
youngest,
contacted
my son.
By both my daughters, too, I should mention.
That's
that,
very good.
Including
good.
A long conversation with Elizabeth while I was on the road, which was great, yeah. And then a nice text last night from Catherine.
And I was also, my mom reached out. She said she was proud of me, had a long talk with my dad. It was great. But as the day went on, here's the dark side, and I'm not going to end on sad, but I will say this. I got very introspective and sad thinking about ways that over the past 25 years or so, I could have been a better father.
Wow.
Thinking
that is
about,
dark, dude.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, at the time, I always thought I was doing the best I could. But what if I hadn't been drinking every night? What if I had been a little more open? What if I had been a little more available? I found out not long ago that for long periods, my kids didn't like to approach me with like concerns and thoughts because I was a little aloof or distant. And I was, you know, I attended things and I tried to be involved, but obviously I was operating with the stigma of being, you know, an alcoholic.
You have opened up since you got sober. You have become very slowly, in my opinion, very slowly and very steadily more inclined. Still, a lot of walls are up with
yeah.
you. I mean, I got to work to get stuff out of you. But you have become more forthcoming. Even when we've started doing the show just by ourselves here, you have become more forthcoming. And I find it, even this discussion here, it's more you're more interesting when you do that. And I can relate to what you're saying about your kids because that, you know, in and of itself, that was always kind of frustrating where, come on, man, share what's good. Don't make a flip comment or a joke.
Yeah.
And if you did that with your kids, I would imagine it was pretty frustrating.
It's a long, long road. And over the weekend, I know I marked 27 months sober. And just stopping drinking is one thing. But to know that, you know, over 2 years later, I'm still making realizations and things that are regrets that I've had for a long time that I'm sure I've compartmentalized and just put out of my mind. But I Carrie said, you know, that doesn't mean you can't have a great future with them. Be aware and be.
Do you find that relationships are closer now than they've ever been?
I do. Okay. But but the more you think about it, it's so sad what I wasted. And I feel
but you can't dwell on that. You can't really dwell
on that. I know you
can't,
but when you have a day that is dedicated to fathers, it almost makes you think about it. And I'm pleased that my mom wrote that she said, I'm proud of you, but it's almost like I could debate that. You know, I've got two marvelous kids. They are so resilient and wonderful and smart and sparkling in different ways. And I'm proud that they turned out okay. But wow, I got thinking about it and it really, really bummed me out yesterday.
Okay. And this kind of dovetails into a show that it's an okay show, not a great show, but the subject is Benedict Cumberbatch is playing an alcoholic who loses his kid. His kid runs off. And it's that theme where he's an alcoholic and he's got substance abuse issues. And the long and short of it is it's a story about the fact that he's doing the best he can. And the idea of it's never too late to make changes. I'm in the same boat that with my kids from my previous marriage, my daughter Catherine, my daughter Elizabeth. If I reflect on it, I get it. I get what you're experiencing there. I mean, I understand. Josh has been through a relationship issue too. You do the best you can, and you try to move in that forward direction and try to be the best person you can
be. It's all you can do. It's all you can do, but there is a big part of me, as doors open, as you said, as a few walls come down, I think about things that I've blown in the past. And it's just sad. It's sad. And I love to come to this show and be happy, happy, joy, joy, and be the jester for all of our wonderful listeners. But yesterday was rough for me. And so I hope that the next Father's Day.
It's interesting because it kind of would catch you. Maybe it caught you by surprise a little bit.
Yeah,
too,
it, know, did. It did. It. So,
did. Have you talked to your kids about this?
I talked to Carrie about it. I haven't talked. Julia was kind enough to send me a text, so I didn't really have a chance to talk to her. But I eventually will talk to Robert, and I talked a little bit to Carrie. I've gotten away from talking to a therapist. But I'm going to have to start again because it was really a dark day. It started okay and it ended okay, but the middle was a little taxing. So I promised I would end happier. But folks, know this. I'm not drinking. It's not going to make me drink. I'm going to get through it. But just know that when you go through the life change that I did, this is one of the side effects. Or I would even almost say a benefit because it makes you embrace what...
It's good to hear that you are going to get back into talking to somebody because that's, these are deep issues that everybody has. And everybody, I don't know if everybody has them, but I think they do. I would assume that they do, that everybody's got issues. Everybody's got unresolved problems.
It happens with everybody. I mean, I was blessed in that I had no problem drinking cold turkey. And I know there are people that have a lot more trouble. I was talking to a client the other day, I said I didn't remember something that she said to me once. And I said, but of course I was drinking. And she says, yes, but very high functioning. And perhaps that's the problem
How many people? How many people are like that?
Yeah,
I go back and look at so many people in the business of show that have done that and have dealt with that. And, it's interesting when you say it was no problem for you to quit drinking. I think that I would be, and what you discuss with your therapist is
right.
your own
sure.
thing. But I would love you to ask your therapist I would love you to make that statement to the therapist.
Yeah.
And say, am I taking that for granted, that quitting was easy when maybe it wasn't as easy as I thought? Maybe it seems easy. I'm doing it, but it's more difficult than
I think the difficulty is not stopping drinking. It's all the luggage that comes with stopping drinking.
Like,
but
what?
The physical act, like being aware, being more self-aware, not having an escape every night.
Yeah.
I don't mind not having a beer or not having a cocktail, but there's no escape from real life if you're not drinking every night. And I knew that every night that I had a drink or a few, I could forget about stuff even if it was just for a couple hours.
Mentally for you, what is the biggest change mentally from the not drinking? And it can be good, it can be bad.
I think it is being more responsible for your actions. Because you have no excuse anymore. You always have to be,
in the moment.
In the moment. And you can't say, hey, I'm really sorry I said that. I was, I had a few drinks. I didn't know what I was doing. But now it's just you. I can always drive anywhere I want to drive. I used to have to plan ahead if I wanted to be somewhere. If I was going to drink, I couldn't drive. And it's just,
I remember how you did that. I remember you did that all the time.
Yeah. And it is being in the moment and being more. I think a non-drinker is more responsible for his actions in an immediate way than someone who has alcohol to rely on. I think that's the biggest change.
This might be oversimplifying, but don't you find that you enjoy morning time better too? Don't you?
Well, yeah, it's easier to get up. It is much easier to get up. Are you kidding?
I was thinking like you just would be more engaged in the world, but I forgot you're a shut-in.
You're right. Works. The morning was oftentimes just a non-issue, mm-hmm. and get through it. It's easier to get up. Now, that said, of the three people that I'm directly related to, I got a text from Julia, no cards from anybody. Carrie did volunteer to order the pizza for dinner, which is what I asked for. So that was fine. But Robert is the one who really hit it out of the park.
Really?
Yes. He not only got up, came down, wished me happy Father's Day. He said, come on, Dad, let's go bowling. I actually said, let's go bowling later in the week because I was still feeling a little bummed. I didn't feel like going out. But I told him that was really, really thoughtful and great. He bought me a cake that said, Dad, but here is the gift that knocked it out of the park. And it's going to be on the set very soon. This is the picture of the whole family with Ovi that we had taken.
Awesome.
And he put it on canvas.
You might want to take the plastic off. It would show better on camera.
Well, okay. I will. As a matter of fact, right now, I was keeping it nice. But it was. But there's a funny, funny story about it. He had it put on canvas. It looks gorgeous. This will show better now. Let's see.
Look at that. Yeah, look at that. It's a good picture of you, too. That's really, really
and
cool.
What's funny is I remember when we, I think I told this
love
on
that
the show.
Picture.
Yeah, I was flattered, and I was staggered by it. Such a good gift. And he was excited to give it to me, which is always a good thing. When I did that picture with all of them, as you recall, he was wearing the wrong jersey. He wasn't wearing an Ovi jersey.
Yeah.
And so we didn't know if we were going to meet him or not. It was a total surprise. So I let him wear my Ovi jersey for the picture, and because of that, I was wearing a black Turner Classic Movies t-shirt for the picture, which not appropriate for the for
now,
the moment.
All the hockey players love TCM.
Well, absolutely. Look what Robert did before he submitted it. He photoshopped a Capitals logo on my t-shirt. So it looks
that.
Like I was actually doing the right thing. And
tech
of course
savvy kid. I
the TMOS
that.
Hat, which is
fantastic.
Another beautiful thing. But anyway,
that's awesome.
I don't diminish the fact I love my kids so much. I have since the first moment I held them. But is you know, if you're a dad and you get introspective on Father's Day, I just want you to know you're not alone. Nobody's perfect. And I intend to somehow make it up to them over the next few years. But
I know you will.
I felt so sad that day.
I know
it was
you
just
will.
Weird.
It'll be great. It'll be great. And that's normal.
And you still have those relationships. And yeah. They're still close to you, so you
that's
didn't really blow it.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose.
Amen, Josh. That's
thank
absolutely
you, Josh.
Right. Speaking of Josh, we had to take a break. When we come back, this guy joins the show, and I didn't realize he's a world traveler.
He goes
ladies
everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Niagara Falls. We have Camden Yards. And now he's, I believe he's off to a mission trip in Africa. It's just incredible.
I thought he was going to Casa de Booba Blanc.
Yes, I think so. Casa Miamiamio. Down there. We'll be right back. So much sun is out there. I saw a great, great post online with some killer ink that had Mad Rabbit, the bomb, the tattoo bomb put on it.
Yeah.
And it just pops. It makes your ink pop. Mad Rabbit is committed to reinventing tattoo aftercare. Mad Rabbit creates simple, effective, and natural products that help improve and preserve tattoos, and they're all delivered directly to your door. It was founded by a couple of buddies who love tattoos. Their hero product is the Tattoo Bomb. That's what I saw online.
Yes.
It revitalizes, replenishes, and it preserves tattoo ink with clean and natural ingredients. It's effective on both new and old tattoos and all skin types. Rob's daughter, Julia, has
lives
a tattoo down on her forearm that says, my dad wasn't there for me.
Stop and it! That's
pops.
Not even funny!
Really well.
Damn.
You've got all the products you need from a tattoo sunscreen to a soothing gel.
Where did he go?
To tattoo lotion and more. Now is the time to try out Mad Rabbit. They preserved over 3 million tattoos, and they've got an exclusive offer just for our listeners. If you go to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use promo code TMOS25, you'll receive 25% off. Pay attention. That's a different code. 25% off when you head to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use our promo code TMOS25. One of the nice things about having Josh Soroka on the team right now is that due to the fact that he is more religious than we are, we're hoping.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Stop it. You know it's true.
I know.
We are hoping that perhaps that will benefit us in the hereafter. I don't
couldn't
know if
hurt.
You think that way,
couldn't
Rob,
hurt.
But I
no.
do. So you are, we had Niagara Falls for your anniversary, correct?
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then we had Camden Yards for a trip with your dad.
Yep.
And now you're going to be off to a camp for a religious camp?
Yeah, I work at middle school church camp at the end of June every summer.
Okay.
I think this is my 23rd or 24th year doing it.
Get out. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And I go and I do all the like sound production to keep the camp running and run around with video cameras, making music video, highlight reels and everything for the kids.
Do you work on the – do they have a PA system at the camp?
I take one, yes.
You take a PA system?
Yeah, okay. I take a big sound system up there and run a – basically build a church service for middle school kids and – do that a few times a day.
Would it be appropriate to run our show through the PA at the camp?
Well, that's a recording.
Oh, hold on. I think we
Hello, have... kids. Hi. Welcome to Camp Josh. We're happy to have you all here. Now, I want to remind everybody breakfast is 7:30 sharp tomorrow. And don't forget, our production this year is Guys and Dolls. Guys and Dolls with Josh Soroka being the producer. It should be very special.
I'll stop doing that. I'm sorry. So anyway, you're going to be out there. Yep. You bring the sound, and you do that. And it's obviously a labor of love for you, right?
It is. It's a volunteer-type position. They do pay me a little bit now, but not what it's worth.
Okay.
I videotape the kids all day. Then when they go to bed, I sit and edit video and get a highlight ready to show the next morning.
I'm glad you didn't say, and when they go to bed, I videotape them some more.
Is right. The location is
the New Jersey Shore?
It's at the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Is it a campy style environment that you're like with cabins and things like
it
that?
It is a no. It's more like a retreat. There's cabins and rooms, but it's not like a campground. It's more like a retreat location.
I just pictured you like checking in with us because Josh is going to still be checking
it'll,
in on the show.
It'll look like I'm in a hotel room.
Oh, okay. I was hoping that there'd be pine trees in the back and you'd be sitting there with a smoking fire or something like that.
No, yeah, couldn't you design something that looks like that? I'd love for you to podcast from a porch.
Yeah. Do you ever do the backdrop experience, Josh? I know you're capable of doing it.
I mean, I have more in the corporate world where I don't want to show all this off. Behind
right.
me, so yeah, when I would have business meetings, there's your
meetings.
Mm-hmm. I would do that.
Okay,
yeah. All right.
I mean, let's see, do I have any loaded here? Yeah, here's
that
a
would
nice,
be,
here's a nice background.
Oh, there's Josh's piano.
Yeah.
Josh, can I offer you a challenge that'll make the? When do you leave for your camp? By the way,
Saturday.
Saturday. Okay, mm-hmm. So we got you at home this week, right?
Yep.
Yep,
and then the following week,
trip to Miami? But yes,
oh, that's right, because you're doing a school trip. Can I just make a request? And you can do this if you want. I don't care if you do it. What you do is you do. I just make little requests if you can do it. I would like when you check in, when you're able to. There are going to be sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not there. If you can, when we have you on camera, is there a chance we could have like exciting new backdrops whenever we're checking in with you?
Sure.
That would be just
I'd
exotic
love that.
Locations like, around
you
the
posted
world.
Amazing pictures of your point of view from your seats at Camden Yards. I'd love to see a baseball park background.
That is, by the way, where you sit. Section 360. 336. Sorry. I'm getting closer. Am I not
That's
getting
right.
closer?
Yeah, but on Price is Right rules, you would have lost. You went over.
As a baseball purist, where he sits is that's the place to be. When I go to if I get my A ticket for a Red Sox game, I am up high, just inside of home plate on the first baseline. That's the
Mike,
that's the best place to sit.
You sound like Fast Times. That's the place to be.
Isn't I get into the seat and I say, isn't this great? Right?
The gentleman will have a crab cake and a Coke with no ice.
Josh, will the bishop be making an appearance this year at the kids' camp?
You never know. But I'm not Catholic, so probably not.
That's right. Okay.
Well, he might.
Yeah,
you never can tell.
Yeah, the rent stays the same as before. I don't know why I turned him into the Italian guy from The Godfather,
He's
but I
fine.
Always do. You know, it's just basically one note that
it
I
could be Bishop time. Pickering from Caddyshack.
There is no God.
Better.
Yep. We'll take a break. Come back with the side of Flip right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Ding, 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 ding. Hello, friends. Listen up. We are continuing to maximize your bonus show experience because easier access means more fun.
Fun!
Remember, the bonus show is now available only on a monthly basis. However, current yearly subscriptions will stay valid until they expire. So that's nice. But keep in mind, old monthly subscriptions from the previous site will not auto-renew. So, If you had one, please resubscribe.
Please.
At MikeOMaraShow.com. You can also enjoy special grandfathered pricing for this week only to ease the transition and avoid the new rate. So act fast. And this is cool. We now offer a commercial-free subscription option for an ad-free experience on The Daily Show. Check it out. For any issues or assistance, contact this man who is wearing the Maryland flag today. His name is Josh. Or email support@MikeOMaraShow.com. For more details, visit the bonus show tab at MikeOMaraShow.com or contact your local congressman and voice your support for TMOS. And we thank you. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you. And we don't really have time to discuss the lunch I had with Josh, but Josh did have a brush with greatness at Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
We will look forward to dealing with that tomorrow.
Tomorrow we will do it. Okay, very good.
It should be a lot of fun.
Mike, I love dogs, and dogs will be, as Ed Sullivan said, that you will twice be entertained by them in today's flip side. First of all, I think the scientists in Arlington, Texas, some people might label this a fool's errand, but this would be, to me, one of the greatest advances in science that you can imagine, and it would be so cool.
I've always tried to understand what animals are talking about.
You heard that right. This UT Arlington computer scientist is studying if and how dogs talk.
We are trying to do this completely automatically.
Using machine learning and advanced artificial intelligence.
That's right.
To translate dog sounds into phonetic representations and eventually, hopefully, words.
We have been able to discover certain word-like patterns.
The technology catalogs the barks, analyzes the sounds, segments them into numbers like syllables.
This combination of 27, 9, 32, 20 might be a dog word.
It might be a dog word, Mike. Can you imagine?
I think it would be cool. And we have kind of renamed our newest addition to the family.
Stubby?
Sergeant Stubby Potato. That's just
why potato.
I don't know, because he looks like a little potato. So Sergeant Stubby Potato, and if you translated what he says, he's like, I don't want to be on the floor. I want to be on the couch. Okay, now I'm on the couch. I want to be on the floor. I want to be in Mike's chair. I want to be in Carla's lap. I want to go outside. I want to be here. Whine, 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 whine. Yeah. Sergeant Stubby Potato, but adorable. And
that's
getting
my fear of dogs talking. Is it just another kid to whine and complain?
That's exactly what it would be. I want to be here. Where are you going now? It would be a lot of whining, I would think, with dogs.
Mike, there is an influencer on TikTok that has two corgis, and one of his first videos, I will send it to you, is the dog, and the voice for the dog goes, I'm a potato.
That's the dog we have, Sergeant Stubby Potato. Might be his name. Might be always called Stubby Potato.
I love it.
Stubby Potato.
Okay, let's say you're training with your jiu-jitsu, because, Mike, I know you love your jiu-jitsu.
My instructor? Training with my jiu-jitsu instructor?
Yeah, you love it. I mean, that's how you protect yourself.
Hi-ya.
And you're finishing up your session, and you look out the door, and you see someone screwing with your automobile. Now, what you don't know is that the jiu-jitsu studio is next door to an auto repair place, and the guy that's screwing with your car accidentally thought your car had been brought for repair.
Uh-oh.
And it's captured by, as Liddy would say, a surveillance camera. Mm-hmm. And this is what happened when the jiu-jitsu guy spotted the guy messing with his car. There's the guy. He goes out to approach him. This is in Indianapolis. The guy's, you know, he said, why are you messing with my car? Because it's silent because it's surveillance. And then this happens.
Well, did the guy that was working on the car attack him?
He did the first move, and then the guy that was working on the car retaliated. But there is an all-out brawl going on.
Wow.
I imagine he was also a little hyped up, you know, just finishing up his jiu-jitsu stuff.
Yeah, I mean, right? You're technically learning to fight. That's it. You're technically learning to fight, so you probably want to check it out, you know?
But I don't understand how it turned to a fight. You come out there and say, hey, that's my car. Oh, my mistake. It's over. Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I think he was probably all keyed up. He's wound up, as Mike would say.
I can tell you how it went. He probably went, hey, man, get your hands the F off my car. He said, no, I'm supposed to be. That's probably, it was just
it could
the tone.
Be. Yeah.
You know, it was the tone.
Let's say you're driving on the road and you look across the street. This reminds me of the scene in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when they're going the wrong way on the highway and the yah yells to them, "You're going the wrong way." And John Candy says, "How does he know where we're going?" So,
and he does the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that scene. That's an awesome scene in that movie.
Okay, this is a captured video on someone's phone when they looked across the way and there's a pickup truck keeping up with traffic going full speed in reverse.
I knew that.
Driving backwards on the freeway.
Oh, it was just an accident.
No, man.
It has to be going, has to be 45 miles an hour in reverse. It's crazy.
Minimum. You're sure that now? You said Indianapolis. Then it was Cleveland on the video. You sure it wasn't Miami?
And I, Mike, at this point, who knows? They said that the problem was the transmission was stuck in reverse and he could not go forward. But wouldn't you just call a tow truck?
Yeah, you might want to just stop in that. Yeah. You know? And by the way, I was having a conversation, speaking of the crotch rocket, where, you know, we were...
Yes. Thank you. Now, what if your job, Mike, was like a DoorDash type situation where you have to buy people's groceries at, I guess it's at Walmart, and deliver them to them. What this guy does, there's a name for the program, I don't know it. He scans the groceries with his phone, so they're already paid for. So when he went up to self-checkout to actually bag up the groceries, he became an internet sensation because they thought he was just stealing them.
Media, it can be a wonderful place to connect
this guy
with people, learn and see new things, but also... it can be a nightmare. A Belleville man is finding that out firsthand. A viral video shows what looks like him stealing from Walmart, but he says he was just doing his legal job.
Yeah.
Our John Kipper spoke with the man in the video today in a story you'll only see on 4.
His man is literally just stealing everything.
A video of what looks like blatant theft at a Belleville Walmart.
So open about it. Look at the screen. Ain't nothing ringing up.
Making its way across the world through social media. But the man in the video says it's not what it looks like.
I'm not a thief. I'm being pictured and painted as a thief all over the internet.
Phil Astle is the man in the video, sporting the same Battle Hawk shirt that he wore on Mother's Day, the day he says it was taken. He works for Spark, Walmart's delivery service. While shopping, he scans the items from his phone.
Now, the thing that bothers me about this is if you're that concerned, go to a manager. But don't ruin this guy's life by putting him on the internet saying
he's
stealing.
Well, no,
but
if you come up and back to somebody and you think they're like stealing the store,
yeah,
I might roll tape on him.
Yeah, but wouldn't you go to the manager to take care of it?
Or the guy at Walmart also has like the receipt checker when you're leaving.
Yeah, that person that's like on the other side. You can see that person on the other side of the counter that's just sitting there going, dum-pa-dee-pa-dum-pa-da.
Well, for him, that is what's going on is... it's normal day. He's not.
Oh, that's
that
right. Because
stealing.
The person would intervene.
The cameraman's the problem.
Would they? Or maybe could it be just that I don't give a shit Walmart attitude that you get?
I don't know. I think Walmart is really got it together.
I also feel bad for the guy's last name.
Yeah, it was close to something, wasn't it?
You know what? At our Walmart, the slogan for the local one is literally next door. You guys know exactly the one I'm talking about.
I do.
That slogan should be, now with 2 lanes open out of 18. Thank you.
Always.
Yep.
Always. Well, Mike, you should use the Sparks program.
Spark, yeah. Named after the sparking up on your way over to the delivery.
Precisely.
Spark up. Yeah.
Let's close with this, Mike. I said we'd open and close with dogs. Said we'd twice be entertained by them.
Dogs.
A great new world record. I think you'll appreciate this.
This is Kevin. He's the tallest dog in the world. I do not think Kevin is aware of his fame. In fact, I don't think he's aware he is as big as he is. He's continually trying to squeeze into small beds and sit on top of us.
Spectacular.
Do everything
animals.
That the smaller dogs
really huge.
Do. He loves being acknowledged wherever he goes. So I think if he does start to get more acknowledgement, he will start to realize what's going on.
That's great.
He can just eat off the counter.
He's a beautiful dog.
You know what? If I didn't want to pick up that bucket of poop, I would take one of those in a minute. They're one of the great breeds. They really
and
are.
And, Mike, it's amazing. That's the second world's record that household has, because the mother also holds the world record for the most peanut butter purchased.
That's a dog licking joke. That's
it disgusting. Could be. She also has two kids. Maybe they like sandwiches.
I understand. Would have worked better if you were closer to the video of the mother, but that's all right. That's okay. I understand.
She didn't want her face on the video.
Tomorrow, I want to hear all about when you guys broke bread together.
Yes.
Because my reaction the first time I saw Josh was, Jesus, 14 feet tall.
I didn't say Jesus until I found out what he ordered off the menu.
I didn't say Jesus until I found out the camp he was going to.
I know. And that's the name of the camp.
Camp Jesus. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of Rob Spiewak and Josh Rocha. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I got nothing.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
And what time did Mr. O'Mara's review come in last night?
Oh, he didn't come in here at all. We're all on computers now. You see, O'Mara wrote his reviews on his home computer and then sent it in here by modems over the telephone.
Oh, my goodness, how modern.
What do I do?